week four of Christmas at the Arts Edge. This is Annie Roach, and on tonight's show, I will be re-airing a show that I did in 2021, and I actually did this show that I'm airing. It was Christmas in July, so I aired it in July 2021. But I thought, what the heck? We've been doing Christmas music and Christmas stories the past 3 weeks, so why don't we have Christmas in July in December? Let's go to that now. In that program, I interviewed a number of people and told stories about people's favorite Christmas songs, which is why I've decided to re-air. Since it isn't Christmas in July, I probably shouldn't be playing songs about Christmas in July. I should be playing songs about Christmas in December. However, ever since I was a little girl, I always sort of knew about Christmas in July. You know, some people don't. I believe that it started with the movie Anti-Meme. Lucille Ball has starred in that movie, as has Rosalind Russell. It's a really great movie. Anti-Meme, the star of the movie, she sings. You know, I can't remember what happens in the movie, but everyone's down. Something's going on. And she says, you know what? We need a little Christmas. And, of course, it's a musical. So then they, you know, launch into singing. Yes, we need a little Christmas. Right this very minute. Da 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 da. Anyways, I'm not going to sing it for you, but I do have it for you. So let's go to that song now.
You coax the blues right out of the horn. Rain. You chant the husk right off of the corn. Sweeter peach. You make the old magnolia tree bud. May. You make camellias bloom in the mud. May. You make the bougainvillea turn purple at the mention of your name.
You came, you saw, you conquered and had. Talking with Bob Duggan of Victoria, BC. So, Bob, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Nice sunny day.
I know. It's beautiful. So, I think it's a perfect day for Christmas in July. So, tell me, what is your favorite Christmas song?
My favorite song is I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Oh, so can you tell me why? Why is that your favorite song?
Well, we used to listen to it as kids, and I just thought it was so outrageously funny, absurd, that somebody would actually want that. And it had a nice tune to it, so we would play it and sing along and just do that over and over again. You know, 78 turntable.
So here's that song now. I've got a version of I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas by Anya Marina. Here we go. And Bob, would you like to dedicate that to anyone? Your lovely wife, perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll dedicate it to Mary Jo.
Okay, awesome. Okay, here we go.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. I don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind a Yule. He won't have to use a dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. Mom says the hippo would eat me up, but then teacher says a hippo is a vegetarian. The There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
Ah, wasn't that fun? And now I've got my own Auntie Mimi on the phone. I don't think she was named after the movie, but she's my Auntie Mimi, Marion of Vancouver, BC. Aunt Mimi, I just wanted to ask you, because I'm doing Christmas in July on the radio today, I wanted to ask you, what is your favorite Christmas song?
Well, I think Silent Night.
Oh, I love Silent Night. Why do you like that song? What is it about it?
Oh, I think it reminds me of the snow and the mountains and different things.
Oh, do you know the history of that song?
Pretty well.
Can you tell me what it is?
Well, a priest was going to say Mass, and he couldn't do it because the organ was broken.
Oh, okay.
So then he just started to sing himself, yeah, on the flute or something.
Right.
And he was very happy with the results. And he went to church and sang, and all the people were too. So it became a national favorite.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Okay, well, let's hear that song now. I've got a beautiful version by Irish singer Sinead O'Connor. Here we go with Sinead singing Silent Night.
Mother and child.
So we're back now. This is Annie Roach at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain, and I am talking with Mary Jo of Victoria, BC. Mary Jo, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, you're most welcome.
And since we're celebrating Christmas in July, I just want to ask you, what is your favorite tune, your favorite Christmas tune?
My favorite Christmas tune, I think, would be, it's called Walking in the Air, and it's performed by a Celtic woman. It's been featured in an animation movie by the name of The Snowman, and it's a very lovely, haunting piece, just beautiful.
I know that film. What is it about the song that you love so much?
It reminds me of the mystery of childhood when you're waiting for Christmas and you're feeling that sort of sense of anticipation and the whole thing unfolding year after year. It's excitement, but it's also that sense of serenity that comes from that song. It's very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Okay, well, let's hear that now. Here we go with Celtic women singing Walking in the Air.
Walking in the air, we're floating in the moonlit sky. The people far below are sleeping as we fly. We're holding very tight. I'm riding in the midnight blue. Fly so high above with you.
The Internet is a fast, open, reliable network that is diverse, free, and allows an equal exchange of ideas. However, this reality is being challenged by monopolies in the media, as well as by decisions made on issues such as Internet openness and usage-based billing. OpenMedia.ca is here to ensure that the decisions regarding the Internet are fair and citizen-friendly. We engage, educate, and empower citizens on the necessity for a media communication system that adheres to the principles of democracy. For more information, visit openmedia.ca or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Do you like to help? Do you love road trips? Camp Without Borders is a nonprofit organization that takes young adults with disabilities on road trips. Most have never been on this kind of trip before. The organization needs volunteers who are willing to help, like to be with people, and have high energy. If this announcement interests you, then maybe you have what it takes to be a volunteer. For more info, go to campwithoutborders.org.
And now one of my favorites. This rendition is by Clay Aiken. Here we go with Mary, Did You Know?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh Mary, did you know?
Recommended by Kara of Vancouver. It is a song that I don't believe I ever heard before, and I absolutely love it. It's a song that I think will be one of my favorites year-round. Here it is, Fairy Tale of New York.
It was Christmas Eve, babe. Drunk time, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, a rare old mountain dew. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. God, I'm a lucky one. One, I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
They've got cars big as bars, they've got rivers of gold, but the wind goes right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on that cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty, queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they howled out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
On junk, I am there almost dead on that trip in the bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're awesome. Thank God it's all lost.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. Could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams.
We have a song that was written by Bob Geldof and Midge Ure in 1984 to raise money for relief of the 1983-1985 famine in Ethiopia.